Following the hard lockdown announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa in March of this year, he introduced a 500 billion rand stimulus package, or at least a package that was supposed to mitigate against the impact of COVID-19. Part of that were a series of social grants that were granted. There was a special 350 rand social grant that will now end at the end of January, but also top-ups to all the other social grants that were already being issued on a monthly basis. That comes to an end at the end of November, I believe. This matter is the reason why Black Sash, with the help of the Center for Applied Legal Studies, are approaching the High Court in Pretoria urgently today to interdict against this. Joining me on the line is the attorney for the Center for Applied Legal Studies, Ariella Sher. Ariella, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Hi, Africa. Thank you so, so much for having me on this morning.
Why are you taking the government to court?
Africa, just a small correction. So with the top-up grants, one of the really important ones is a top-up for recipients of the child support grant of 500 rand per month.
Yes.
And our reading of the directions issued by the Minister of Social Development is that that is the only grant that doesn't actually come with an expiry date. So all of the other grants in the directions of the minister, there's actually an expiry date particularly stipulated for each grant.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the social relief of distress grant of 350 rand that you mentioned, and that's been extended to the end of January. Now, the caregivers grant, which is the top up to the child support grant, doesn't have an expiry date. And despite this, what SASSA has now confirmed is that they intend terminating the grant from tomorrow, the end of October. So we are arguing that this is inconsistent with the directions, that there isn't an expiry date. And so our reading is that, at the very least, the caregivers grant should last as long as the national state of disaster.
So for as long as we are in a state of national disaster because of our response to COVID-19, there should be this top-up caregiver grant, if you like, that, as you say, currently has no expiry date according to how the statutes are being read.
Yes, exactly. And our other argument is that what the government has done in extending the 350 rand social relief of distress grant is it's acknowledging that our country is still in a serious economic crisis, and so beneficiaries of social grants still need additional assistance. And so what our other argument is that it's then irrational for them to bring the caregivers grant to an end while our country is still in this economic crisis, because clearly if the social relief of distress grant, the 350 grant, is going to be continued, then so should the caregiver's grant of the 500 rand top-up per month.
And I imagine the financial argument then will not suffice, right? Because government could turn around and say, we simply cannot afford to continue with this grant, which is why we are discontinuing it as of tomorrow.
So the actual reason that we've been to court is because we've been forced to go to court is because we haven't received any explanation from the government. What our client Black Sash, as well as ourselves, has done over the past month is write to government numerous times and ask them about the grant. Is it coming to an end? If so, why? And we didn't receive any response to any of those correspondences. And so in the absence of an explanation, we just don't understand why the grant would be coming to an end.
Now, the urgent approach to the High Court in Pretoria is for an interdict. An interdict to do what, Ariella?
So what we've done is what's called a Part A, Part B approach. So because our understanding is that SASSA has taken a decision to bring the grant to an end tomorrow, we've asked the court very urgently to interdict SASSA, so to prevent it from exercising that decision. So if the court is with us and it stops SASSA from exercising that decision, then the grant will continue beyond tomorrow, which we believe is the correct legal position. And then we've asked for a Part B, which is in the fullness of time, so allowing all of the respondents adequate time to respond to our case, then we would actually ask the court to consider the merits of the decision. So it's a bit of a technical legal argument, but it allows everyone a bit more time.
Indeed. I mean, it absolutely makes sense. Thank you for clarifying it. Taking the legal arguments aside, just from a moral point of view, we know what a huge difference this has made to the people of South Africa, particularly during the incredible restrictions and devastation of the economy thanks to COVID-19.
Yes, and the other thing to really focus on is who the recipients of this caregivers grant are. I mean, we know that the persons receiving the 7.1 million persons receiving the child support grant are predominantly Black women living in serious conditions of poverty. And so we think that that's just on a moral level, not that we're in the position to make moral arguments, but that together with our client Black Sash, we think that it's important that the government focus on the fact that it is predominantly Black women, so other recipients, and in the absence of this caregiver's top-up, that they then aren't receiving any additional social assistance at such a terrible economic time.
The matter will be heard virtually because of COVID-19 restrictions, of course. What time are the judges in the Pretoria High Court going to be sitting to hear your arguments, Ariana?
We've been advised that we're the last on the court roll today, so it should be at about 12:50 this afternoon, the hearing.
I think on behalf of everyone who's been on the receiving end of that caregiver grant, we're all wishing you all the best, Ariella. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Ariella Scher is an attorney with the Center for Applied Legal Studies. They, alongside the Black Sash Trust, are urgently approaching the High Court in Pretoria today in an effort to protect the right to social security. SASSA confirming a week ago that the top-up amounts for social grants implemented during the COVID-19 pandemic have come to an end, and they're asking the court to interdict this decision in relation to specifically the COVID-19 caregiver grant.